I'm out of here. Have a great Christmas and all that. Drive not too drunkenly. And see you next Saturday. Here's the Hound.
Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Wouldn't be a WFMU Christmas if half the equipment wasn't broken down.
God bless us each and every other one.
Yep. Are you number one there, Bruce, or number two on
the
mic? Oh, you're number one.
What do I look like?
And Miss Sally, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hi, I'm number two.
That was Santo and Johnny with Twistin' Bells. We heard the Rockin' Stockings with Billy Lee Riley there. Yulesville. I think that's the only Sun Records Christmas record. We open up with The Ventures and Sleigh Ride. It's that time of year again when we play all those records that we only play once a year. That's right, folks. If you're not sick of Christmas now, when we get through with you, you'll be sick of Christmas.
You're done.
I put this show
Santa
together.
Hound is
I'm
here.
Sick of Christmas. This is Santa Hound's Xmas Extravaganza.
Yeah, Christmas comes but once a year. When it does, it pains my rear.
What's our... Oh, Bruce, that sign that says deliveries in the rear, that's not for your Christmas presents. What do we have for you today?
I give up. What?
We have a Christmas hillbilly hangover, a Christmas blues hangover, a Christmas vom set featuring Canned Heat and the Chipmunks and the Sonics and all that. Christmas surf set.
Uh-huh.
Christmas soul caboose. Tons of Christmas rock and roll records. I hope we can get to them all.
How can any Grinch say that that's not enough?
We've had a
How
little.
Can any Grinch say that that's not, probably not overkill?
We'll ruin Christmas for you today, folks.
Join us, won't you?
Join us, won't you? And we got some holiday news and all that nice stuff. Let's kick right into it. Christmas in the Congo with the Marquees.
Been a very good boys. Send us big news. Christmas in the jungle, everybody come. Join little pygmies having lots of fun.
Sorry. What we want to hear is the Cordell Jackson song.
Wishes you a very happy holiday, ain't that right? We're from all parts of the world, from London, England, from Brooklyn. Right now, we've got some more.
It was the night before Christmas. Everyone was quiet as a mouse.
You gotta be rockin' rollin'. Rock and roll.
It's my turn now? Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Seven shopping days, shopping days. 7 days till Christmas. Seven more.
Yeah. Forget that high dramatic kitty car. I just want my baby here. I want you to tell your reindeer when you're on your way. Please, please be extra careful. My baby's on your sleigh. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, I'll see you Christmas Day. When you bring my baby, I bring her back to stay. A Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, if you hear my plea, listen to me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here. Santa Hound, I mean, yeah. Santa Hound here. That was Louis Jordan, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Santa he never really made a great Christmas record.
That's sure made a lot of good other ones, though,
yep.
Huh? As
yeah.
far as, like, pizza pie records go, yeah.
Yeah, Little Joey Farr, Rock and Roll Santa. The Hepsters rocking and rolling with Santa Claus. Cordell Jackson after a miscue there with Bebopper's Christmas. The thing we heard by accident was All Keyed Up by the Big Four.
It's a good one.
The Marquis, Xmas in the Jungle. No, Xmas in the Congo. And this is Santa Hound's Xmas Extravaganza.
Oh,
we're just getting used to this week's equipment.
Oh, yeah, this
mess ups. I like the
technical variances.
The way our loop tape sounds is so loud and horrible. I don't care.
These
headphones
make ice cream.
If anybody wants to buy WFMU a couple of nice pair of headphones, we'll accept them. Anyway.
Uh-oh, they're not answering.
Do we have things to announce?
Is there anything going on?
I don't know. I don't know of anything. I know a couple of Christmas parties were invited. Oh, I do know of one thing. Nitro Nick is doing a live music faucet.
At Brownies. On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Join the annual Music Faucet Christmas party this Sunday at Brownies, which is at 169 Avenue A. There'll be a cavalcade of stars.
A very
Sunday,
cornucopia.
6 to 8 p.m.
Well, so famous. The cavalcade? Does it say there?
Doesn't say. So famous they can't even announce them.
Bing Crosby.
Don't forget, Sally's over at that Wally's Bar on 7th Street and Avenue A every Wednesday night. Go visit Miss Sally and tip her mightily.
You working Brownies on Monday?
Not this Monday.
Not this Monday. Uh-huh. Yeah, so the hordes can stay away.
Well,
any news?
A little Christmas dead air.
Taco Bell murder?
I got one. Anybody?
I got one too.
Well, you guys go first.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Police and patrol cars were amused when strains of Jingle Bells began playing on police radios all over the city. But when the music continued, it interfered with radio connections. By noon, it was really bad, Police Captain Ralph McComsey said. It was like listening to a record. Boy, that is bad. It wiped out our transmissions completely. Police called the Federal Communications Commission, which tracked the problem to the home of one Blanche Cosgrove. Blanche answered the door Wednesday to find two men wearing headphones and carrying electronic gear asking to inspect her Christmas decorations. I was dumbstruck, she said. They asked if I had anything in the house playing Christmas carols. She showed them a musical ornament decorated with three plastic reindeer whose noses lit up. I turned it on and off, and he listened with his headphones and said, "That's it," Cosgrove said. "This is a very, very strange case," said Gertrude Anderson, a public affairs specialist at the FCC office in Philadelphia. She said the ornament apparently was emitting a signal on the exact frequency as police transmissions. Signals picked up, amplified, and there you go.
I hope it was the dog version of Jingle Bells.
Because I thought they were only one. There was only one Rudolph, and she has three with her noses.
Three little light up. Well, maybe it's one Rudolph with three noses. It's hard to tell from this.
Uh-oh.
My mic just slipped.
Slipping mics. Tonight is the night of the WFMU annual Christmas party.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and it's really decorated all around here.
Yeah, and there's all this weird snack food and crates downstairs.
Crates of junk food.
Yeah, I think
they've been unloading all week. We're going to do one more news story before we do our hillbilly hangover.
Well, we could still go for the ever popular Taco Bell murder.
Okay.
Daytona Beach, Florida. Two teenage brothers convicted of first degree murder in the shooting and stabbing of four employees at a Taco Bell restaurant were sentenced Wednesday to Florida's electric chair.
Ooh.
They're 17 and 18.
It's going to be refried.
Yeah. So I think your capital punishment in the schools, we're getting closer to that, huh?
Yeah.
But
first the Mexican restaurants, then the schools.
At their trial, prosecutors presented a tape recording in which the brother... laughed and told his other brother he shot and stabbed the Taco Bell workers because, quote, I had a boring day.
That'll liven it up.
Do something.
Life and fast food.
Boring day. I think I'll go slaughter everybody at the Taco Bell. All right, let's do our hillbilly hangover. This is our the one time of the year I get to use that Bonanza Christmas album.
Oh, I love that.
And the one time a year we'll actually ever play a record by Commander Cody, because their one good record was a Christmas record. It's also, I think, the only time a year we ever play Canned Heat, too, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's kick it off with Ernest Tubb.
Merry Texas Christmas to all.
We have no jingle bells or sleigh to display on Christmas Day. There's not much snow down Texas way,
but we sure mean it when we say
a merry Texas Christmas you are.
You are.
Merry Texas Christmas you are.
You are.
May your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light.
Merry Texas Christmas, you are, you are.
If wishes only could come true, we'd wish that we could send to you
a gushing all well or two,
and say hi there and wishing you a merry Texas Christmas you are.
San Antonio and Houston.
Merry Texas Christmas you are.
From Fort Worth and Dallas too.
May your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light.
Merry Texas Christmas you are. Merry Texas Christmas you are.
Sounds like an Indian war party out there by the barn.
That's not a war party. It's a crowd of settlers with torches.
Hey, Paul, better get a rifle.
Huh? Well, not so fast, boss.
Let me have a look.
There they are! Let them have it!
Merry Christmas, Arkwright!
Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors!
Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Quit his job last Friday, cashed his last paycheck, and Ma ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty, the phone's turned off. Where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Got a call from the sheriff, said Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
This is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a...
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree? I want some blue Christmas lights just as blue as me. The one still got her memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. Pardon me, but do you have any blue Christmas lights? Lights, for that's how you left me. Although, sweetheart, you're far away, I'll kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree.
Shopping days, get on the run, see that it's done. Three more shopping days till Christmas.
I can't have a Merry Christmas do the things together that we used to do. Now it's Christmas when you left me, and now spirits make me blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. I've waited since last Christmas, just hoping you'd be true. My friends all say I'm crazy, honey, but I still believe in you. So I've kept that old tree a burning with a lights of pretty blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you.
Good night, Susie.
Good night, hon.
Good night, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas to you, Pa.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
And a Merry Christmas to you, boys. Many, many more. Oh, be sure to put out the candles before you go to bed. I'll just stay out here on the porch for a spell.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, son.
Good night, Paul.
What a wonderful starry sky. This is the time for stars. Christmas. They live together up there so brightly, peacefully. The way people should on Earth. Merry Christmas, all you shining stars. Merry Christmas, world.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirring or showing his face. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone hoping they'd be getting their share. The kids were upstairs, asleep in their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus packs. I was dressed in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter snooze. Went out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter. I jumped out of bed and yelled, hey, what's the matter? I went to the window, opened the blind. Man, I thought I was losing my mind. My eyes were popping, cause what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer. Had a little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop, he flew in his sleigh with the red-nosed reindeer leading the way. With a bundle of toys flung on his back, he had a whole toy store right in his sack. He was chubby and plump, a fat little elf. He's been eating regular, I said to myself. The wink of his eye soon gave me to know that he thought I was an okay Joe. He said not a word, but quick as a light, he filled all the stockings that were in sight. I offered him a snack, He said, man alive, I would like to, but I got a long way to drive. Laying his finger on the side of his nose, like a helicopter up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, cracking his whip. Off he went like a rocket ship. I heard him say as he flew from sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's our Xmas Hillbilly Hangover. Santa Hound here on WET FM U. The Davis Sisters, Skeeter and Geeter, Christmas Boogie. We heard from Jerry Lee Lewis, I Can't Have a Merry Christmas Without You. Buck Owens did Blue Christmas Lights. Commander Cody did Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. And we opened up with Ernest Tubb, Merry Texas Christmas, You All. And,
howdy, neighbors.
Hill Brooks and Miss Sally, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho.
We have, let's on a more serious note here, we have to say goodbye to a friend of ours who's being shipped out to Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Pearl.
See you, Pearl.
It's only for 6 months.
Have fun learning how to drive.
We miss you. Yeah, really.
We're really going to miss
we
you,
We recommend
Pearl.
A large American car when you're for your driving learning weeks, like a big old 70s caddy.
Look up Eddie G and put him in the passenger seat. He can be your airbag.
Hey, maybe we could go visit her and make her life hell for a week.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm. And we have any other Christmas announcements? Other than the
well, I got
faucet.
Very drunk last night.
Well, that's more like a Christmas
kind of announced
decoration.
It last night. Yeah. And
that was Johnny Trash, man.
Johnny Cash was fantastic. He was smashed out of his mind.
Of course,
he was
fantastic. Great. No. I wasn't there.
Me neither.
The in-laws were pretty trying, though.
Yeah.
I like June Carter, but
tend to be.
His goofy son, his untalented sister-in-laws, and that went on for quite a while. But Johnny Cash himself was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Best show I ever saw him do.
Yep.
And it was a good time. I hope everybody who won free tickets at FMU got to go, because it was really good. See, I said something nice about somebody.
Oh, no.
I only do that when it's Christmas
Watch
time.
Watch out. The world is falling.
What else is going on here?
Heave two on our cave archer with a space violin.
We do have a caveman in a spaceship.
We have a filing system around here today.
Not only is he this week's caveman in a spaceship, he is in the running for Media Star of the Year, along with that Russian mass murderer and Marge Schott of the Cincinnati Reds.
It says here, a gunman who shot a professor and a student to death and injured four others on a college campus in Great Barrington, Mass, apparently chose his victims randomly.
And he wore a natty T-shirt that said "Sick of It All."
Yeah, I guess that's a band.
We're all wearing matching "Sick of It All" T-shirts today, folks.
In his honor, the guy's name is Wayne Lowe. He's charged with murder, assault with intent to murder, and assault and battery with a weapon. Although it says he plays a violin, so
he's also shaved his head for the day of the murder.
He was armed with a Chinese-made SKS semi-automatic rifle, firing seemingly at random.
Knockoff.
Yeah, Lowe was "quote unquote" anti everything, said Zadie Tahir, a freshman at the college.
Yeah, she said, Wayne was really quiet, except for when he was making racial slurs. That's a quote, folks. You gotta watch those
boy.
Ones.
A violinist from Billings, Montana. He surrendered peacefully after the Monday night shooting rampage.
Mm-hmm. And playing those.
The old gun in the violin case routine.
I do believe in going being a good sport, and after your shooting rampage, giving up peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
school is affiliated with Bard College in New York, which explains a lot.
It truly does. Wayne Lowe, Merry Christmas to you. Oh, boy. You see this?
See you in front of the dock at 93,
it's
Wayne.
It's not much of a story, but in the Better Ideas for Better Living department, this woman here, Alice Cohen, has started a dating service that matches couples who are mentally ill.
Well, what are all those bars on Avenue A for?
Really?
No.
It's going to take all my business away.
She just like sends busloads down to the East Village? Is
yep.
that the scene?
Deaf, dumb, and blind dates.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Hey, you're kind of cute. What's your problem?
Oh, boy. Well, we have a vibe report today.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
That's when that guy calls in, right?
Oh, yeah, Roscoe calls in. Dude, one from the rock desk. I only have three news stories on my file, so I'm going to do them all really fast. Keith Richards isn't taking Bill Wyman's decision to quit the Rolling Stones lying down. He told an interviewer this week that he'll go to extreme lengths to keep the aging compatriot in the 29-year-old rock supergroup. Quote, I'll threaten him with two things. First, I can have his legs broken. Second, we can replace him with a chick.
Wow.
Ooh, scary.
I could teach Mandy to play bass, I hope. Mm-hmm. Mandy Wyman. Anyway, you want to do a soul caboose, or you want to play some more rock and roll records? I'll give you guys what you guys want to do for our next...
soul caboose? Mm-hmm. But do you have a swing dance caboose?
Agreed.
A swing dance caboose? We're working on it. What do we got for this? Let's kick it off with... We never played this.
Swing caboose dance.
I always liked this song. We never played it on a Christmas show before, the Carla Thomas Christmas record.
Oh, good.
WFMU East Orange. We're here till 6 o'clock.
Settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long, and the mantle is waiting for the Christmas stockings. Miss Crawford and her children are seated on one davenport facing me. Miss Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. A Happy Merry you. I did it.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good tea. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the 1880s, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grew. An old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees some of the old cornfield. He hollered Johnny Walker's to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to the Canadian Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill an old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkins family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bud. He tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of much of stock was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chasing down 76 up 51 through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Nice out no California port. Mr. R.W. Harper and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
It's easy to see, looking over the gigantic group of packages under the tree now, that the youngsters will have enough presents to keep them busy for months.
Yes. You see, I don't let them have all their presents at one time. They'll get to play with them all, you know, all day tomorrow, and then we put a large group of them aside. From tomorrow on, they earn their gifts.
How do you mean they earn them?
Well, if they stay on their good behavior, they're given their choice of what present they want next. Christopher had his birthday in October, and he still hasn't received all of his presents.
Christmas, everybody!
You know I'm so glad.
What we do is to have a complete house cleaning 3 times a year. Every plaything, every article of clothing is carefully gone over and large bundles go to the children's homes and hospitals.
Do the children help you with this?
Oh, yes. I think it's excellent training for them. I always see to it that they give up something they really love. Otherwise, they don't really learn the value of giving.
Two lonely soldiers fighting a war. Won't be home for Christmas Day, so this is what they'll say.
This is the time of the year that we love so dear. Let it be Jingle Bell.
I wanna hear Jingle Bell, baby.
I wanna tell y'all that it was alright with me. Oh yeah, but I wanna tell you, I remember when everyone was so happy.
So happy, baby.
Everybody was so gay, yeah. Been waiting for so long.
I've been waiting, baby,
for that wonderful day. Merry Christmas was what they would say. It won't be merry.
It won't be merry for me this year, baby.
It won't be merry this Christmas time.
No, no, baby.
There'll only be friends and
loved ones.
Friends and loved ones, friends and loved ones all around me
tonight. All around me now, all around
me now. Oh yeah,
oh yeah, baby.
This I wanna tell you, now I know that I can't help but feel it badly.
I feel badly, baby.
In a foxhole sadly.
I'm in a foxhole, baby.
Everybody fighting madly. I can't let it bother me.
I can't let it bother me, baby.
Some things I know we may never see.
Oh, I'm glad I don't see it, baby.
Maybe I won't be home this time.
I know I won't be home.
But the bells will ring Saturday night in this heart of mine.
Bells will ring Saturday night in my house, baby.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina. And, of course, to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Children at home, I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back.
to break a day.
Look ahead.
I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like them to call me that. They call me backdoor Santa.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Looking for my Christmas loop.
Oh, man.
The one that plays badly.
The Island of Misfit Reverb.
Back in the back door.
Backdoor Santa, Clarence Carter.
Ha, ha, ha.
Johnny and John did Christmas in Vietnam. It goes out to Bob Turner. Detroit Jr. Christmas Day. That's from the
Christmas in the emergency room there.
You can still buy the Christmas with Eddie G CD.
It's for sale?
Yeah.
I was wondering
it's
what the
shrink Striking
wrap
It Rich.
Year.
It's on this Bob Dylan's label. Striking It Rich, a subsidiary of Columbia, which I guess is now Sony. Mm-hmm. Counting backwards, we also heard Clyde Lasley and the Cadillac MM. Would you share that with the whole class? Clyde Lasley and the Cadillac Baby Specials, Santa Got Drunk. And we open up with Carla Thomas, Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. And Gee Whiz, what else is going on here?
I don't know.
We got news?
Well, from the entertainment desk, it's like a classic example of like an academic going for
from the music.
Fame and fortune. Yeah, the music entertainment desk. The use of dirty words in Mozart's letters indicates he suffered from Tourette's syndrome, a mental illness marked by twitching and blurted obscenities, according to a doctor who has scoured the composer's
right.
Dr. Benjamin, an endocrinologist at Cedars-Sinai, said he found evidence of Tourette's syndrome in 63 of 371 Mozart letters that he reviewed. The vast majority of Mozart's curses focused on the buttocks and defecation, which is characteristic of Tourette's syndrome, said Simkin, whose study is in the New British Medical Journal if you happen to subscribe.
Oh, yes, they do.
Dr. Leon Plantinga, professor of music at Yale University, said Mozart's obscene letters were written almost exclusively to his cousin Maria Anna Thekla Mozart. The letters may reveal more about his relationship with her than about his mental state. So there you go, folks. Go to Christie's.
Wow.
Get some letters. Decide for yourself.
Schmins. Okay.
Well.
Scheiße.
It's that time of year again, folks. Do we have a list of the most dangerous Christmas toys to buy for kids you hate this year? No.
Oh, yeah. And how about no thieving Santa's stories?
No. Nobody shot a Santa yet.
Christmas crime. I just sort of assumed naturally we'd like...
Pet drags $16,000 bag of cocaine home. Is that good enough?
They call him Sparky.
Yeah, he certainly has been lively ever since.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yelps a lot about his puppy.
He was just a regular old dog. He trotted home with a bag of drugs worth about $16,000. He found a bag with an ounce and a half of cocaine in it. They said it's a wonder the dog didn't eat it and die. But
die happy.
The police drug unit was trying to recruit the dog, but they said
his mouth was too dry. His nose was too warm.
They're going to put him in the program.
They couldn't stand him.
Straighten him out.
His tongue snapping around in his head. Oh, boy. Let's get on with the show. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm Santa Hound. These are my helpers, Il Bruch and Miss Sally.
Sometimes we're bad.
And we're getting through all these horrible Christmas records, so you'll be sure to be sick of Christmas by tonight, which is Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to all you soul brothers out there. And this is our number one Christmas request item of all time, the Youngsters' Christmas in Jail. It goes out to Agnir.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. Was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, sued my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas.
they're singing down the street. While everybody's having Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
ملت ایران عید کریسمس را از صمیم قلب به دوستان امریکای خود تبریک گفته و موفقیت و سعادت آن ملت عظیم را خواهانم.
A holiday greeting from ancient Persia, now Iran, the land of the three wise men. We join our friends in Iran and you at home in the celebration of this most joyous Christmas season and wish all of you God's bounty for the new year.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
Santa Claus was jumping, Santa Claus was shaking.
with a jingle ball ball. Yeah.
Baby and doll, some sweetness. Rock and roll records, stops in bed. A doll size pants and a swinging band.
A 10 o'clock show on a little bandstand. Bow, bow,
il cuore del popolo italiano esulta di gioia nello spirito di un felice Natale.
Yes, wherever you are, wherever you go, as our friends in Italy say, the spirit of Christmas is in everyone's hearts. And from the bottom of our hearts, we wish all of you everywhere a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
It was the night before Christmas, and everything was real quiet. So I thought I'd take myself a little walk at Christmas Eve night. I was making it on down the street when, to my surprise, I saw this little bitty cat with big old tears in his eyes. Now I could see he was standing in front of this music store, and he looked real brought down. I could hear what he was saying. He didn't know I was around. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play that thing. I want to be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. So I walks over to him, because I understand. I thought I'd cheer him up, so I say, look here, little man. You don't want no rock and roll guitar. You want a six-gun like the Lone Ranger has, so you can run around saying, hi-ho, Silver, Kimo Sabe, and all that cowboy jazz. Or how would you like old Santa to bring you a little dump truck, so you could go around dumping things? And he say, man, I don't want no dump truck. I want something that swings. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play that thing. I want to be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Wait a minute there, wait a minute, hold on, I say, hold on there, little fellow. Why don't you be like the rest of the little chicks and cats and wish for a space helmet or a rocket ship or something wild like that? And you know what he say? He say, look here, Dad, I don't want no train or no plane, nothing square like that. That ain't your lick for me. When I wake, this whole place is gonna shake, 'cause you know what I want under my Christmas tree. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play the thing. I wanna be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Crazy little fellow, crazy. Yeah, see.
You tuned in on Santa Claus. You know, a friendly, happy holiday spirit costs you nothing. Say Merry Christmas often, won't you?
Thank you.
Christmas, my most miserable Christmas. Oh yes, darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. I didn't know your love had cooled. I didn't know you could be so cruel. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. I should have been the first to know. I had to find out from the strangers next door. Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas? I'm walking by the cold, cold river all by myself. I'm saying to the howling wind, why did you put me on the shelf? If I only knew, oh, what to do, I would be crying. What can I do? What can I do? Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas of all?
Yes, whether you're spending your holiday in the land of the Mikado or here at home, as our Nipponese friends say, we send you our sincerest wishes for a bright and merry Christmas season and a warm and successful new year.
Tell me, if you're so very wise, I came from Saks and Macy's, and who are those other guys? If you know all the answers, you should be ashamed, when every time you see me, you have to ask my name. Oh, Santa, Santa, won't you tell me true, how come your eyes are green, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me why Rudolph's nose is red, and why I never hear you when I'm wide awake in bed, and why last year you brought me those coloring books galore, when everything I wanted you gave to the boy next door? Santa, 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 won't you tell me true, how come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me, how do your reindeer fly, and why you need a sleigh way out there in the sky? Oh, and if it's true you'll help us make things for good and wise, how come I find those price tags are hanging on my door? Santa, 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 please tell me true, how come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you
tell me, how do your whiskers grow? When over at the North Pole, it's 98 below. I hope that all these questions don't take you by surprise. Because I have a feeling, Santa, you're someone in disguise. Santa, 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 won't you tell me the truth? How come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, 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 Claus. How come your eyes are blue when they used to be green? All the green have gone to blue, over the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey, don't you look at me with those bloodshot eyes, Santa Claus. Hey, Papa, do this with you, Santa Claus.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a windy wonderland.
How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases.
Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
My beautiful Christmas balls. I'll sprinkle my snow up on your tree and hang my mistletoe on your wall. Baby, I'll make you cheery. Baby, you'll call me dearie. Baby, I want to trim you a beautiful Christmas tree. Trim your tree, but ain't nobody in this whole round world can trim a tree like me. Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I wanna trim ya. A beautiful Christmas tree.
Now come on, girl, I wanna trim your tree.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Remember who sung that last year at our Christmas hangover hop?
No.
Lonesome Bob.
Oh, yeah.
That was Jimmy Butler, though, doing Trim Your Tree, and that was on a record.
Lonesome Jimmy.
Yeah. Counting backwards, we heard Louis Prima, Santa, How Come Your Eyes Are Blue. Charles Brown did Miserable Christmas, a.k.a. Il Bruce's theme.
Oh, man.
Johnny Preston, I Want a Rock and Roll Guitar. The Martells, Rockin' Santa Claus. Chuck Blevins, Sleigh Bell Rock. The Youngsters did Christmas in Jail by request.
They certainly did.
Got a vibe. Air in the line.
Chain.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yo, the hound.
Yes. Who else you think would do that? How you doing, Roscoe?
I don't think he had to turn it off completely. Cool. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm with Lorraine, and we're at the 2A.
No, we're not in a delay. You don't have to turn it down. Just don't say.
Right. I know what not to say.
Fuck.
I'm a radio professional.
It's true. It's true. Hi, Lorraine.
Hey, hey.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hi.
How about that Johnny Cash, huh?
Wahoo.
That was a good show, I heard.
Fabulous show. How you doing, Roscoe? What's...
Not too bad.
What's new?
Well, I think I got the whole Christmas thing in the bag.
Wow.
Done.
Can we switch bags?
Well, I don't know. It's all done. I had a pretty good week. Got to go to the Neil Young unplugged taping.
Mm.
So that was cool. Hey, Billy.
Hey, bud.
Hound isn't answering you now because he's chewing.
Which Billy is that?
Billy Perkins.
Hey, Billy.
Michael's down here. We just hooked up some hot air popcorn.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right, right.
God bless you, each and every other one.
Yeah, Michael says he misses you in here.
Well, I'll be back.
Well,
got to find some way to drive you to drink.
His liver doesn't miss him.
Mm-hmm. So, today's vibe, I don't know. It's just crossing off my list is the main thing in the vibe.
You got all your shopping done?
I got it all done.
Wow.
So now, because I'm working like 12, 14-hour days mixing this record, so I'm unavailable till Christmas Eve anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I had to get it done. And mail this stuff off. Using Packaging Plus, do you ever go to those guys?
Mm-mm.
Second Avenue, right next to the telephone bar.
That's where Eddie G has his P.O. box.
Yeah, well, they do the thing where you can just take the present in there and they'll wrap it, you know, they'll gift wrap it and then throw it in a box and mail it, you know, UPS it without you having to wait.
That's worth it, just not for not having to wait in line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For a nominal handling charge.
Whoa, incredible.
You always have those tips, those helpful tips there.
How about it?
That's why he gets the big money.
I'm telling you.
The commitment
to actually the useless veneer of the neighborhood and actually found things that you can actually get stuff done at.
Mm-hmm.
What? Hello?
Yeah.
I just heard someone say useless, and I just wanted to be clear on what it was said.
You are talking about.
Clear here? I don't think so.
I said you've managed to penetrate the useless veneer of the neighborhood and find things that actually work.
Uh-huh.
You know, within walking distance of our homes.
It's important.
Yeah. See, mm-hmm. used in context, it sounded great, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
It was a compliment.
Well, I'm pulling a partial because I don't hear the speakers from the record library like I usually do because, like, there are two guys in there listening to records.
Really? Throw them out.
Oh,
what
I forgot.
What are they, checking out Sugar or something like that?
Yeah, something like Screaming Trees, something, I don't know.
One of college rock garbage.
No, they're waiting till the Christmas party, which is at 9 o'clock.
One of those
I always get an FMU Christmas party 6 hours early, and I stand around and soak up the good vibes.
One of those sensitive five-chord, no-tuner bands.
Yeah, the touch-and-go sound.
Yeah, they wear this, you know, the red... ribbons and everything.
We know them. We even buy them drinks when they come into town.
Hey.
So try to guess what we're eating.
So what are you eating? Like a babka or something like that?
Pretty close.
No, we actually
Italian
got
babka.
Italian babka?
Focaccia from the Palermo bakery.
Ah.
It's real good, man.
On First Avenue.
Maybe some prosciutto bread.
It travels well.
Really? So what'd you do? Just put it on top of the console to heat it up?
No, the engine of the car.
The power amps?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
the catalytic converter.
You taped it to the catalytic converter.
I had Bruce sit on it all the way here to keep it warm.
Put it between my knees.
Okay. Uh-oh. Murph's coming across the street.
He nailed me yesterday.
I talked to him three times yesterday.
I was waiting for your call because you were coming over to pick up your little bag, and Sally was calling me about what time we were going to meet. He gets me on the phone and borrows my Dino book.
There he is right now. Hey, Murph.
Mm-hmm. I'm going.
Of course. The Gene.
All right, well, vibe onward and Merry Christmas.
Aloha, Mr. Roscoe.
To listeners, and aloha to you.
Merry Xmas.
Bombs away, Scope.
There it is, folks. State of the Vibe report.
Wow, in good company.
In
too.
Living color.
Mm-hmm. I believe the color
is
amber.
It's time for our Christmas vomology. This is my favorite Christmas record of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sonics.
So I did what I should, hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right, sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said the jerk, this cold doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
minute. What are you mice doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice got to get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just got to be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now and listen. Christmas is a time when you're supposed to have lots of chill. I said Christmas is a time when you're supposed to have lots of chill. I got the blues for the world with all its troubles and fear. Now here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. I said here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. A little Christmas boogie will chase away your blues. Chase them away, brother! Hey, Alvin, where are you at?
They really turned me on, I believe is the expression.
Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this. Oh, well, it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. I said it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. Oh, with a little Christmas boogie, life won't be so bad. Christmas boogie. I do the Christmas boogie. I say, brother, do the Christmas boogie. Come on, Alvin. That's it, that's it. You got it, you got it. Merry Christmas, Alvin.
Merry Christmas,
Alvin. I'm gonna boogie Alvin. Feels a breaking day. Gonna boogie all the way to New Year's Eve, brother. That's it, that's it. You got it, you got it.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't gonna be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
'Cause Santa's got a brand new bag!
Come on, Santa!
And meanwhile, back in the States,
Santa Hound here with our Christmas bomb set. Some bookends there from the Sonics, Santa Claus. Last year, old Brooch and Jared did that one live in person. Quan told me that was, he said that was the best you've ever played.
Well, there you go.
Bob Seger, Sock It To Me Santa. We're getting into some classic rock territory here. Canned Heat and the Chipmunks, Christmas song. And we opened it up with the Sonics, Don't Believe in Christmas.
Because they didn't get nothing last year. WFMU, East Orange is home for classic rock.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Classic dog rock.
We did have one thing we were announcing, right? Nick is doing his live music faucet at Brownies tomorrow night from 6 to 8. That's 169 Avenue A. So many big stars, they can't even list one of them.
Stars upon stars upon stars.
Yep. And we don't know of anything else except Miss Sally, of course, is every Wednesday down at Wally's Tendon Bar, 7th and A. Go down and tip her. You don't have to have a drink to tip her.
You can just walk in, leave a dollar in the bar, and leave. In fact,
we prefer it.
I recommend it.
The WFMU calendar's out. If you're going to spend $25 on a calendar, this is the one to spend $25 on, folks.
If you're going to spend $25 on only one calendar this year, think about that one.
Call during business hours.
Yeah.
What's the number?
I don't know. What are business hours?
Business hours, Monday through Friday, say 10 to 6.
Or so.
The phone number is 678-8264.
And that's in the 201 area code?
201 area code, right. So Erica's supposed to bring her dad out here today, but of course she probably hasn't found her way through the detour. I think the detour through Newark, which is in prime carjacking territory.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll lose Mr. Peterson before he gets here.
One of those super villain plots, definitely. Yeah. They almost threw us off the trail.
We got anything else in the news?
Members of Texas Southern University's marching band stolen more than 100 electrical products last week in Tokyo, but returned most when police threatened not to let them leave the country, authorities said today. Police put the value of the shoplifted items at $22,000. The band was in Tokyo to play at the halftime show of the NCAA football game between the University of Nebraska and Kansas State. Heard of a case involving stealing by such a large number of people, said an unpronounceable name Japanese guy from the police. Japan has a low shoplifting rate, with products frequently displayed on racks outside stores, so naturally when those kids from Houston showed up...
outside
the day after the December 6th game, the 126 band members were taken in buses on a shopping trip in an area in Tokyo with many electronics shops. Later in the day, they were to return to the United States. Store employees saw some band members stealing products and chased them, but the Americans returned to their buses.
Wait a second. What were the two teams that were playing again?
Nebraska and Kansas State.
And they were having the game in Tokyo?
Yeah, it was like an exhibition game.
So their home fans can get the advantage of... Exactly. Getting there early and getting a good seat.
Neutral territory, yeah, and picking up
so they can get some electronics. Yeah.
College football, American college football game held in Tokyo.
It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken, you
probably
know.
Probably the first and last after this
I still
story.
Can't get over kids piercing their nipples, so.
Well, shopkeepers said they couldn't identify the thieves since the band members were wearing identical uniforms.
They all look alike.
They got everything back except for $3,500 worth of stuff and passed everything back through the back of the bus.
Yo, get out my stall!
A band member.
Oh, no. Anyway, you want to do it?
Glockenspiel lady. low and inside, folks.
What else? Miss Sally, you're picking something in your hand.
I have a bowling death story.
Mm. Oh, well. By all means.
It's real cheerful.
Not another one.
Taylor, Michigan.
Ban the ball.
Mm-hmm. Bob Bittner bowled his first perfect game this week after 31 years of trying, but he showed little emotion while a cheering mob of friends celebrated his feat. 30 minutes later, he collapsed and died of a heart attack.
Wow.
Well, I guess he's not going to bowl another perfect game, huh?
No. The American Bowling Congress said that it was sending Bittner a 300 ring. I guess that's like your, score ring by a special delivery to arrive in time for his funeral Saturday.
Better late than never, huh?
It'll do him a lot of good.
Everlastingly too late.
Bowling in heaven. Bowling for dollars up in heaven.
Let's see. Back to those Christmas theme sets. We do have a surf, Christmas surf set. We also have I guess we're going to do our Christmas blues hangover now. Kick it off.
I've had one.
Washboard Pete.
A member of the washboard family, I guess. Huh?
As opposed to washboard cotton.
Well, you know Christmas is coming. I don't have any lies tonight.
do. Baby, girl, love don't wait. I said, girl, I don't want you. Baby, Christmas, Christmas. If I'm living, it's hard to tell. Christmas, Christmas. If I'm living, it's hard to tell.
Little ones. You see your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened a window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the Earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, Tiny Tots?
Well, in the morning. Yes, in the morning. Ooh, ooh, in the morning, baby. Whoa, Christmas morning. Christmas morning, Christmas morning, baby. Woo-wee. Yes, everything's gonna be all right. Bright and early Christmas morning. Woo-wee.
Hey there, Muppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it. And you ate so many candy sticks, your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it. And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house. And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle. Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet. It's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Put some mighty sad news, and I ain't got nothing to say. And I don't have nothing to say. My baby left me, started me to drinking on Christmas Day. Lord, I tried to fetch him to John, but the devil won't let me pray. But the devil will not let me free. That's why I got to stay drunk, boys, all day for that Christmas Day. Oh, on Christmas Day, you know that's one day I hate to have the blues, no kidding. But when she walked off and left me, she gave them to me, so I got to drink them all. I don't even have a Christmas tree in my house unless she come home. But if she do happen to come home, I will enjoy this Christmas. Yes, run ya, baby, and let me tell you what I got to say. Be drunk all day, Christmas Day. Well, all right now. Jump, boy, jump, boy, jump.
You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him. And your little doggy swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy. And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home. And while you're wandering in the fields, you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for an ice cold river. And your little toy grocery store went out of business. Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Baby, I'm so glad to be back home. Yes, Merry Christmas, Bunny Baby. I'm so glad to be back home. I'll get to read why I'm so glad. I can still call you mine. Christmas Eve morning, Mama, I was on my way back home to you. Yes, Christmas Eve morning, Mama, I was on so glad. I knowed I had someone to come home to. Sweet little girl like you. Yes, I'm so glad, my darling, to have a sweet little thing like you. But I really know I'm so glad. I know I had someone to come home to.
Temple, wishing all of you the happiest possible Christmas, and hoping that you'll soon be back home. God keep you safe till then.
With my head hung down, Santa Claus, send my baby back. I may not have no money, but she be rich in this. Christmas, blue as I can be, blue for Christmas, blue as I can be. I'm sitting here drinking, trying to drink my baby back. Thank you. if I don't get my baby, I'll stay blue all the time. Can lose the Christmas blues.
Flash from Santa Claus land. Santa is loading up his sleigh. Flash from Santa Claus land. Santa will soon be on his way. With his bright red sleigh and his reindeer on the run, he will ride Christmas Eve with gifts for everyone. Flash, spread the news far and wide that Santa Claus is ready to ride.
Back in the jungle.
You find the hound. WFMU East Orange. Santa Hound and his helpers here with our Xmas extravaganza. That was our Christmas blues hangover. Eddie Campbell there with Santa's Messing with the Kid.
Does he have one called the Easter Bunny's Messing with the Kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Lee Hooker there on the Hi-Q label, a subsidiary of the Great Fortune label, Blues for Christmas. We heard Robert Nighthawk doing Merry Christmas Baby.
Sonny Boy Williamson with Sonny Boy's Christmas Blues. Titus Turner did Christmas Morning, and Washboard Pete did Christmas Blues.
The musical holiday Washboard family. A guy called up while you were in the John wanting to know what the stuff in between the songs was. The old professor or whatever.
Eddie Lawrence.
Yeah, Eddie Lawrence.
Some of it. Eddie Lawrence, the old philosopher.
The old philosopher.
He does. You hear him on 1010 Winds doing ads for Atlantic City once in a while. He's still around. Maybe we'll get him down here someday.
You did one of those Dr. Domeno shows as well.
Maybe we could kidnap him and bring him.
All of our favorite thing that we hear on 1010 Winds is, of course...
What, that weird noise?
No, doesn't anybody want to sing the Food Emporium theme?
Oh, wow. No, Dave.
Food Emporium.
They'll leave that to Dave Abramson. I'm afraid that I can't take it because it took so long to bake it.
Anyway, Merle Haggard's in the news. He just filed for bankruptcy again and gave birth to a son named Binion Lewis Haggard.
Binion. That is kind of a holiday time miracle. A guy, let alone a guy that skinny, giving birth to a son.
Named Binion, right.
His sixth kid.
Elizabeth Dugan, the college student / prostitute who shot her pimp, was acquitted of attempted murder and assault.
But she
admitted
to
shooting her pimp, but nobody cared.
I certainly don't.
How about from the Rhythm and Blues Sexual Assault Desk, funk singer Rick James and his girlfriend awaiting trial for the alleged sexual torture of a woman. Where's my laugh track? Sexual torture of a woman were declared fugitives after failing to surrender to face charges they assaulted another woman.
Oh, no.
Jesus, with the same soldering iron?
James and Tanya Ann...
Where do they get these women?
Hi, Jazzy, had promised to turn themselves in Friday to sheriff's deputies in West Hollywood, but never showed up. The latest alleged victim says she went to party with the couple on November 3rd before things got violent. Sandy Gibbons, a spokesperson for the district attorney's office, said the woman was punched, kicked, beaten, and choked after she declined to participate in a sex act.
Which one?
I don't know.
They left out the part.
James, age 44, and Hijazi, age 22, were charged with two counts each of assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment, kidnapping, and one count of sale or transportation of cocaine. That boy's a super freak.
It's true.
Waiting all day to say that.
Well, we could segue right into the Sinatra birthday bash.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Another boy's a super freak.
Yeah, really. Who did he have a sex torture occasion with?
Oh, I always wanted to know this. Is it gala or gala?
Is what gala or gala?
The word. A blank 77th birthday party brought a twinkle and a tear to the eyes of Frank Sinatra.
It's gala.
I don't know where the twinkle part is, but the tear part was when he offered up the song The House I Live In, a poignant song about the American dream. During the long ovation that followed, he wiped a tear from his eye. Okay, best quote of the night. At one point, he told his wife, Barbara, who was in the audience, I love you, and I don't care who knows it.
Even these invited guests here that are all our friends.
Well, Frank.
And then he had his bodyguard.
Including my
up.
Girlfriend in the audience.
Frank, yeah, I believe really. I speak for the whole radio family when I say... You nut. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, no.
WFMU
East
Orange.
Stepping right along.
You have to speak for me, too. I get in enough trouble.
Stepping right along.
To our next set. It is Hanukkah, so the sun is down. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Yeah. All you sold rice.
Light those candles. We got one queued up here by Marvin and Johnny. No, it's the Penguins, I'm sorry, but onwards.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his ransom gone. Dig that walk, that crazy talk. Man, oh man, he's really gone. Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack. All the little hip cats jump for joy. Cool it, Rudolph, cool it. Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys. So you better be good this Christmas Eve.
Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk.
Man, oh man, he's really gone.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack.
Our little hip can't jump for joy.
Well, cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those groovy reindeer when Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Take that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys. So you better
be good this Christmas Eve.
Good children calling Santa Claus. All good children calling Santa Claus.
15 shots.
Observe the real spirit of Christmas.
Oh, Mr. Vinny, it's my turn now? Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Well,
we're saying, if Santa Claus could hear us praying, there isn't anything that we wouldn't pay if you could be here Elvis on Christmas Day. And if you want, I'll be here so lonely, baby. I'll be here so lonely. It's gonna be a great glory. So don't be cruel and love me tender. Don't give me those blue moon blues. Come back. Step on your blue suede shoes. I want you, I need you, I love you. There ain't nobody above you.
Won't you listen to my Yuletide plea? And please, please help us spend Christmas with me. And if you want, you're in.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, darn, I forgot my loop. Yeah, anyway.
Oh! Is it, you think?
Well, oh, D-A-N-A.
What's the
boy.
Other one's name?
Who?
D-A-N.
That was it all.
Search me.
Mike. M-I-K-E.
Anyway, Santa out here. Excuse me, folks?
We're doing the crossword.
Oh, well.
We're just filling in for ya.
The easy crossword. That was the Holly. I sort of screwed up my cues here. The Holly twins there, Glenn L and Joan L. I want Elvis for Christmas. Eddie Cochran supposedly plays guitar on that one. Huey Smith and the Clowns, we meant to end with that one, Silent Night. Nathaniel Meyer did Mr. Santa Claus. Tommy Lee and the Orbits did Jingle Rock. Oscar Moline and his Honey Jumpers. Dig That Crazy Santa Claus was where Marvin and Johnny were supposed to have been. But, you know, I'm not used to albums. If it ain't a 45, I can't cue it, as you might have noticed out there in Radio Land. This is Santa Hound's Xmas Extravaganza.
And confessional.
People out there?
We're Xing things off our list. All we got left is one more...
We're Xing people off our list.
Yeah.
really? Stairway to Christmas, the 30-minute version. That'll take us right out.
Should we just go on?
How can you follow that one?
Better yet, we got it. Well, I think I've got it. We've got our Santa. We got our Surfing with Santa set.
Yay!
Like the Trashmen, the Safaris, Beach Boys, Jan and Dino. You know.
And they're all got.
It's almost Jan and
Dinoary
now.
That's right. Should we just do that? Or
yeah.
Should we talk about ourselves and how we feel?
Full.
Okay. Here's our surf set.
Down Trashmen. In the basement of Guitar Whale. Oh, what a sight to see. There was Santa Claus and his eight reindeer doing the watches see. There was little Lenny and a short fat Fanny in the wildest rock and roll band. And by the back door of the English pole, singing, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, Johnny Rivers and Maybelline, and a chick called Peggy Sue. And everybody's heard about the bird, well, he wasn't even there too. With a ho, ho, ho in his big brown belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa to dance. Well, he laughed so hard and he laughed so loud, and he kept on dancing until he woke all the kids and they had to come up to that house on a blueberry hill. Then he opened up his big bag of toys with a something for everyone. And he said kind of sly with a twinkle in his eye, well, I've never had so much fun. With a ho, ho, ho in his big round belly, shaking all over like a bowl full of jelly. You should have seen those reindeer prance the night they taught old Santa dance. Then he jumped in his sleigh and he cracked his whip and disappeared from sight. But over the treetop sleigh bells played a rock and roll song that night. And now they say that Santa Claus land is a really something to see. Cause all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Washington Sea. Yeah, all of his boys are making his toys to the beat of the Washington Sea. Cause all of his boys are.
Christmas. Bah, humbug. I can remember when six kids knock on the door Christmas Eve, they sing a bunch of carols. So they open the door, they beat your brains out and tie you up in a cellar. Christmas. Humbug. In old days, used to snow a little, blizzards, icy winds, freeze your pants off. So you gotta get inside an air-cooled movie and pay a guy to drop camphor balls from the balcony to get the Christmas spirit. Christmas. You kidding or something? Humbug. Humbug, I say.
Christmas, don't you fear, cause Santa's here. What I want for Christmas. Oh, well, now, Santa, well, you know what.
this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9 foot 3? Oh, Christmas is near, it only comes once a year. Oh, well, I lost my board one day last summer. Oh, it had 10 dings in the sides and the rails. The skeg was busted off Santa. Some baggies and a customized Woody. Well now, Santa, just to listen what I gotta say. Oh, I'll give up the honeys and the parties too, and I'll be a loyal fan of Rudolph and you. I'd ask for no more, so Santa, now don't you fear. Busted off Santa. Know what I want for Christmas? Oh well, Santa, oh well, you know what I want this year. Oh, will you please be nice to me and bring a surfboard 9 foot 3? Oh, Christmas is near and it only comes once a year. Oh, won't you listen now, ask for no more. So Santa, now don't you fear. Oh yeah, yeah.
Ah, them was the days. Billy whopping on them sleds, come home with a broken arm, but you didn't mind. It was that Christmas spirit. Snowball fights, team of hopped-up horses pulling the old troika. Yes, sirree, Bob. Today, Santa comes up in a Jaguar with Dundon Blitzen hanging over the fenders. A regular moose hunt. I tell you, bah. I tell you, humbug. Think New Year's Eve is something? I can remember you went out New Year's Eve. You didn't come back till March the 3rd. So you lose your job. So what? It's that holiday spirit. Today you sit home New Year's Eve, watch the crowds on Times Square at midnight over TV. Only there ain't no crowds. Everyone's home watching with you. Couple of tired cops walking around looking to sneak in a wave at the wife. New Year's Eve, are you kidding or something? Bah, that kind of life, humbug.
I wanna meet Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. I wanna meet Santa Claus, a real, real Santa. I wanna see Santa Claus, a real, real Santa.
He wants to meet old Santa Claus.
I took my brother to the department store. He wanted to show Santa his Christmas list. He stood in line and he shook like
Certificates. Christmas guy gives you a piece of paper. Parties. Used to get a nice big country house, play a lot of nice little games, ivy and mistletoes, all folks you ain't seen in years. Today, Christmas, you get a nice crowded office, see the same old boring people you see day in, day out if they can get their mushes out of the booze. All of a sudden, the washerwoman looks like Kim Novak. Humbug on that kind of tripe. You remember the old Christmas cards? Used to get a card with a nice green tree on it, Santa with the reindeers. Today, Jane Mansfield with a bit of holly here and there. I tell you, barn the holiday spirit, humbug!
Hi, this is Jan Barry.
And this is Dean Torrance
of Jan and Dean.
We'd like to take this time to wish you the merriest of Christmases.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-dip-dip, dingity-dingity-ding.
Soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to twist around and around and around. Children say he could do the mash just the same as you and me.
Ba 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 dip dip ding dee ding dee ding.
Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, "Let's run and we'll have some fun before I melt." That traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard them holler, "Stop!" Whoa, Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again soon."
Bop, 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 dip, dip, dingity, dingity, ding.
Whatever happened to my abominable snowman? This. Christmas.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
What can I say? I grew up in Florida. Jane and Dean there, Frosty the Snowman.
That's no excuse.
The Beach Boys did Santa's Beard. That's my favorite song of the Beach Boys' Christmas album. Untamed Youth, Santa's Midnight Run. That's the flip side of the Norton Christmas single there. The Safaris did Surfer's Christmas List, and the Trashmen opened it up, Dancing with Santa. Got a real special holiday gift for all of you listeners right now. We got our good friend John Paul is in for Rome. Come here, Pope. Give everybody a nice holiday blessing, you big Polak. Nice Hanukkah blessing for the folks. Get in here.
Este Spirito Santo descenda sopra vos e demaniate sempre. Amen.
Thank you, John Paul. We've all been blessed, folks. Happy Hanukkah.
I needed that.
He's no dope. He's the Pope.
I wonder what that sounded like.
I'd like to thank Bill Sucks for bringing in those Christmas cookies he made.
These are so good. I'm going to eat the whole can.
It's cookie day at the Suggs household, folks.
I think Bill baked them himself. Station manager slash head cook and bottle washer, Bill Suggs. Uh-huh. Ladies and germs. Anyway, let's see if we can finally hear that Marvin and Johnny record. A one and a two and a...
Aina, kumula a'u, pama la la'elae, amina pua ho'omalu, anaka melekalikimaka.
Whether you're spending your holiday with our friends in Hawaii, among the palm trees and flowers, or right here at home, the spirit and the sentiment are the same. In the spirit of this holiday, we send you our warmest sentiments, a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Everybody's happy.
You're tuned in on Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm happy as can be. I'm waiting down here at your store. Guess where? Tell him, friend.
I need a ring and a coat and a car and jewelry and clothes and a trip and perfume and shoes and a washer, dryer, freezer.
things was hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
It was fun to browse around the Christmas gift shop. There are so many, many gifts to see. There are wonderful toys for little girls and boys, and gifts for the entire family. It was fun to browse around the Christmas gift shop to get ideas that'll help you, you'll agree. There are goodies to eat,
delicious candy that's sweet,
and shining lights for your Christmas tree.
Blue Sesame.
Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. If he'll just bring my baby home, then that will ease my every care. Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. Yes, Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. But if it don't bring my baby home, tears gonna fall like showers of rain.
Good time roll. Christmas comes but once a year.
the next 6 months to pay these bills. Every time I think about it, it gives me chills. But I don't care. Christmas comes but once a year.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
Well, so wraps up another Christmas show. Glad we only got to do that once a year. Amos Milburn, Christmas comes but once a year.
It's those Arbor Day shows that really wipe me out.
Yeah. Jimmy Liggins did I Want My Baby for Christmas. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Falcons, Can This Be Christmas. Bobby and Booby did Cool, Cool Christmas. And Marvin and Johnny opened it up with It's Christmas. Well, thank you, Miss Sally. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Hound.
And you, Will Bruch. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas right back at you.
God bless us, Roscoe the Vibemeister, Merry Christmas to you. And
yours.
Renica and Brian, our news team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and by the
entire Hound Radio family,
anyone you hate.
We'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas. If the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. Wild Girls up next. WFMU, East Orange. Let's get the hell out of here before the AC/DC starts.
Christmas, Christmas. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down. No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Pretty stockings, full of delight. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney.